Welcome to episode 19.
Yep.
Of the Jimson and Roscoe show. Mate, I can't speak today, man. Struggling, bruv.
One away from 20.
Yeah, come on. Doing all right. Costa's there,
yeah.
Big up Costa.
There. Not just us two. Don't forget to like and subscribe and smash that bell button, you fucking bellends.
We don't have to, like, say sorry every time you say that, do we?
No, fuck them.
People need to understand. Fuck them.
So what have you been up to?
Who, me? I feel like I say the same thing every time. I've been working. And now, to be fair, I have done a few things. So me and Marky are putting together something at the moment.
Live?
Nah, we're putting together like a duo DJ team.
What?
Under the name of...
Soulful House?
No. I'm a piano.
Right, okay.
African House. Under the name Soul Noir.
Are you producing as well?
Yes.
What, I'm a house, you're producing?
Yes. Started making a couple of beats. He's got the links for the vocalists. So yeah. But we're going to start with just live streams. And then I think I'm going to rent somewhere for my birthday. Like a Airbnb. And then I want you to come and help film it. And I'm going to get better people in to film it. But it'll just be a party.
Like basically. A boiler room type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah.
Just at my house.
Yeah. But obviously we can use that space to do a live set as well. So we'll do that, film it, but then we can do like a live hip-hop cypher.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, man.
Rude.
What else have I done? Oh, man, I've just been meditating, getting back into that bag and keeping my mind...
I feel like we're both a lot more positive this batch than last one.
Yeah.
Last one, I'm fucking... Do you know what? I think I was consuming too much YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't dial out just because I haven't been watching YouTube, people. but no, I did. I felt like I was watching way too much YouTube.
Mm.
And Google, being how great it is, of putting the right things in front of you to trigger you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good at that.
So I don't have the app on my phone.
What, Google or YouTube?
I don't have a Google app on my phone. Well, apart from YouTube for a long, long time. Mm. But now YouTube, the app has gone and I have to go out my way to go and put it in the fucking search bar in the search engine.
Mm.
So it's never there, so I can just click on it. The only one I found trouble with was Instagram. I tried to remove Instagram from my phone, but you then can't do stories. Anything. You can't do anything. You're fucking limited.
But they got you there.
They have. I feel a lot more positive. Saying that, I've literally just come back from Cornwall.
Yeah, how was that?
Sick. So yeah, I had no rude. Phone signal.
Yeah, rude.
Like, phone signal was dead. Mm. We stayed, like, just down... So Porth Town was the closest beach to us. We stayed in a little place called Wilrose.
Mm.
And the Porth Town, they had, like, it was a quirky little beach. Really small. And they had, like, a plant-based food store which sold a load of crystals and plants and shit as well.
Nice.
And they had a co-op, which was, like... And then a fish and chip shop, then an ice cream shop, and that was like it. Mm. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, rude.
Fucking tiny little place. It was sick. It was just fucking recharge my batteries and.
We do it with the kids on, Johnny, yeah?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, rude.
Yeah. Like, and I. Do you know what? I've been fucking having the most vivid dreams and like all week in a tent.
Yeah, nature brings out the best in your brain.
And like, we all said it. Like, do you mean? My missus said it, the kids said it, like, fucking. But the sleep quality.
Mm.
And we didn't have like a blow up bed. The kids have got like them, but we had like, we just sleep on like a mat on the floor.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's just fucking. Yeah. But like the dreams, like, there was like so many messages, and I was like, yeah. And I'd wake up and I was like, I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, fucking. Kind of saying, right, what direction? Fucking, yeah, do that.
Mm.
It's inspiring.
Yes.
And then on the drive home, I listened to the Kanye, well, not the drive, like when we left a bit there, and then when I drove home, I listened to the Kanye album twice.
So you've listened to it all the way through twice?
Twice.
All right. Yeah. All right, cool. Kanye, yeah?
Mm.
So I'm not going to lie. Right, let me just open it a minute. So, Donda.
Mm-hmm.
that opening tune, that opening chant.
Donda.
I love that. I'm not going to lie. I think I got to Heaven and Hell. And then I stopped listening to it and I haven't been able to go back to it. I feel like it's like 27 tracks.
Yeah, it's long.
I feel like it's really difficult for me to go back to it and listen. But from what I heard, I think the production is ridiculous.
It's fucking insane.
It's stuff that I've never really heard anything like it. Like, obviously, there's a few tracks on there that kind of follow.
So did you get as far as the Jesus one?
Which one?
Everyone Needs Jesus. Trouble is, I would say the one featuring Jay Electronica. That's one thing that's annoyed me, is that he hasn't put any of his features on there.
I know.
He hasn't credited anyone.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a Kanye album. He can kind of fucking do what he wants.
Does what he wants, doesn't he?
If I was an artist on there, I'd like to be fucking credited.
Yeah. Yeah, And... Yeah,
I like to credit people. If someone's fucking put something on something I've done, it's like I like to fucking...
I think it's more of the whole, like... Like, really and truly, it sounds like, from what I've heard of it, this is what I mean. I don't feel like I can talk on it that much because I haven't listened to it in its entirety. But I feel like it's a collection of Kanye-produced music rather than... I think it's going more feature-based with albums now because of streaming and stuff like that and the way it works. It's like you put people's names
so that it goes onto their release radar, blah, blah, blah.
But then it's not like that on this.
Well, you don't need to. It's fucking Kanye West. I mean, the fucking album launch was like, what, a month or so ago?
Ridiculous.
And then like everyone's like waiting on the Friday. It's like, well, where is it?
Yeah,
it's not typical yet. Kanye. But for me, listening through to it, so I listened to it. We went to like this quarry and like it was an hour drive there and an hour drive back. So they had a big fucking inflatable water park, which was sick. But the drive then, drive back was the first time I listened to it. And then I listened to it again all the way through on the journey home, which is a 4-hour drive. But fucking, it felt very spiritual. The fucking like what he'd put into it, and like there's tracks where like the outros are just fucking like the chord progressions, he's just fucking left instrumental parts in it and just like let the instruments take it. It's just like fucking whoa. And you can really, I mean, the Little Sims album, which we'll talk about in a minute, which I haven't just finished it up, but that like is full of substance. And I feel this Kanye album is full of substance, but not so much lyrically. It's not like, but like you can fucking, he doesn't really need to, like, because the production, you can feel exactly where his mind is. And Kanye being who he is, like in the recent years and like all of his shit that he's been going through with his fucking, do you mean, you can really tell like that he has aligned himself with something greater. You can really the man's fucking belief in God and Jesus and fucking, do you know what I mean? That, it's just that really come across to me listening to it through his production more than fucking anything.
The production on it was, it's different.
Yeah.
He's set.
It's musical.
Yeah, it's mad. With Kanye, I think, this album's mad. It was from the intro. When I started listening, I was like, what the fuck is this? And the longer it went on, the more I was like, yo, this is sick.
Because what's the second track? Is it The Breathed On Me?
Jail.
No, then there's Breathed
God
On
breathed,
Me.
God Breathed, that's hard.
That bass line.
What's the, I think the best feature I heard on it so far was the Favio Foreign.
Have you not heard
Jay Electronica one's hard as
have
well.
Have you heard that one? Yeah.
It's hard.
Because he's got part two of that, the Jesus one, and that's got Styles P, Jada
it's got
Kiss.
Jada as well, isn't it?
Jay Electronica and who else was it? I can't remember who else was on it. I think I prefer DaBaby's
The Jail one.
Yeah.
Did you hear? Sorry, Kanye.
Copyright.
Did you hear about all the politics behind that?
Nah.
So like, it's weird. Like he so basically he didn't want to release it apparently on the Sunday He wanted to release it the same day Drake released it, which was meant to be the Friday, but then Drake didn't release it on the Friday, did he? I think he released it earlier as well. But yeah, I think, is it Universal that he released it on?
Yeah.
I think Universal.
So
Universal and Def Jam, isn't it?
Kanye, not that long ago, was talking about buying Universal.
Yeah, he got money like that.
There, one of the bars he's got on one of the tracks is like, I've got enough money to give every person on the planet $1.
Fuck's sake. That's different money. So I think I want to come back to it. I want to come back to Donda. But for now, like, Sinzi, let's give it a rating out of 10.
Out of 10?
Yeah, would you say it's a masterpiece?
I'd say it's a masterpiece, and I'm going to go as far as saying that it's Kanye's best album.
Okay.
For different reasons to why I would have said College Dropout is a fucking sick album. And
yeah, it's completely different.
But that's what I love about it. So I remember when Dre dropped Compton. The
it
recent
sick.
One.
I liked
and,
it.
And there was a lot, and I remember seeing people hating on it, saying it's not a Dre album. It's like, what part of you made you think that Dre was going to release an album that resembled either the Chronic or 2001, do you know what I mean? He's not. He's going to release some, because it's Dre, and he moves on. Yeah. And I feel that you very much find with that Donda album. I think he's in. I think Kanye, I don't know. To me, for the musically, because I haven't read any reviews or followed any critiques or anything on it. So just coming from my mind, I feel from listening to it, that he's in a very good place spiritually. That is my take on it. And I'm going to give it, like a 9,
Rah.
10 out of 10. Rah. I think it's that good.
Okay.
Production wise is fucking, I haven't heard anything on that level of production since Compton.
Fair. All right. I need to finish listening to it then.
Yeah.
All right. So moving on, because I want to kind of move on from Donda straight into the Drake album. Yeah. But do you feel that Drake and Kanye have been very lazy with that artwork?
See, so the Kanye one, like, when I seen it, I was like, is at first, because the signal was shit where I was staying in Cornwall. So like, when we left, I thought it was like, just load the artwork. And the track started playing. And we came on, and it went until we got to where we were going to signal. I was like, oh, no, he has just done the Black Ant Square. And I noticed he doesn't say the N-word once in the album.
There's no swearing on it.
There's swearing on it, but every N-word is blacked out.
I thought there was no swearing on it at all.
Nah, I've heard swear words on it.
They blacked out, because he was talking about it the other day. I think Rory and Mar were talking about it, or maybe it was the Joe Budden podcast, actually. And they were talking about how the D-Block feature, they blacked out the swear words.
I know he's blacked out the N-bomb in everywhere on it.
Is there?
But there are other swear words.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I'm swear there's other swear words. I swear there's other swear words.
Because apparently... Fuck! But yeah, so moving on with the album cover. So Drake dropped CLB. When did he drop that? Certified Lover Boy. I think it was...
I only skimmed through that this morning.
Mate, September the 3rd. So what day was that? Two days ago.
2 days
Friday?
Ago. Yeah.
All right, so when I seen the album cover, the first person I thought of was my Jamaican Donny. I'm not going to say his name. But I seen all of these different coloured emojis of women and pregnant. So one of my friends has got 9 baby mums. 18 babies.
Fucking hell.
And the other day he was bragging to me, yeah, my baby mama's coming down from Birmingham with my daughter. You get to meet her. I was like, yeah, cool, man. Wicked. So he comes over, he's like, yeah, this is my daughter. I can't remember what her name was. He's like, this is my daughter, such and such. I'm like, oh, hello, like, respect, dun, dun, dun. And I'm seeing a little boy that the baby mum's holding. So I'm like, is this your boy as well? Yeah, this is my newest youth, fam. I'm like, is it? What's his name? Man just looks at me. He's like,
Wow. That's not even funny, but like, wow. Shit.
Yeah, my Donnie's putting Drake to shame out here. But yeah, so the Drake album, Certified Lover Boy. I haven't listened to the whole thing. I've listened to about... I think I got to the Right Said Fred sample too.
Yeah.
And I just started laughing. And
so I skimmed through it.
It just sounds like a Drake album.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about it.
I skimmed through it. I really like the Jay-Z verse on it.
Yeah, it's hard.
Like, that's probably the best bit about the album for me. The 21 Savage track was all right. There's one on about being on a bridal path, which I thought was all right. And I think the rest pretty much got skimmed through.
Mm.
It was almost, it was like background music.
Loads of people that I've seen comments as like, the whole album sounds like elevator music.
Yeah.
To me, it just sounds like repurposed Drake albums.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound nothing groundbreaking about it.
Nah, because if you go back to, what's his first one? Take Care or Thank Me Later?
I don't really know.
So the first album.
It was Take Care, innit?
Yeah. Either way, that first one was like, oh shit, this is like.
Different.
It was different. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? No, like, you even though then, you could hear the Kanye influence, isn't it?
808.
808 and Heartbreaks. Mm-hmm. That's like a whole, you can hear that those influences with his R&B style, innit?
Mm.
But still, it was groundbreaking, that album. It was different.
Mm.
But yeah, this, it's like he hasn't made an album. He's just like fucking got a bunch of tracks. Like, oh, well, he's got on there. It's like, oh, let's put another one out. Like, do you mean?
Loads of people were
very
like,
lazy.
Well, I was like, sounds like cuts from his other albums.
Mm.
Yeah, lazy.
It's lazy.
That's
what it sounds like
to me.
It's like he hasn't really
tried.
Nah. Well, like whether the Kanye one is like fucking.
Yeah, you can tell.
He's gone in on that production. Do you know what I mean? It's like.
You can tell he's fucking put the work in, man.
Yeah. Compared to what did he do before? Jesus is King, innit?
I didn't listen to that.
That was quite lazy, I would say. In comparison to this, like, that's what I would say on Drake.
Yeah, I haven't really got much more to say about Drake. I only listened to it because I felt I had to. Coming up, I'm going to be doing some main room sets in October. I thought I'd better get ahead and figure out what are going to be the bangers in the club. But I wasn't really feeling any of it.
I only listened to it for something to talk about today.
Yeah, there you go. Like, do you know what I mean?
Because I know, like, when we spoke last time, it's like, when the ones were on, we should talk more about music.
Yeah.
If we're going down that route of having more music people in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I'd better listen to some fucking music.
Yeah. But for me, when we're talking about like, the past two weeks of music and albums that have come out, for me, the best album that's come out is the Hitler Wears Hermes 8.
I listened to it. Hard.
It's sick.
Because he's on the Kanye one.
Yeah. He's, West Side Gun. Griselda. Hitler Wears Hermes 8 is really good.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of Stove God on it. A lot. I think he's got like three or four features from Stove God Cooks. But then I was listening back to loads of his old stuff over the past few weeks as well, over the past week even, and I don't think it's as good as some of his older stuff, but it's still hard, man.
I had a track in my release radar from Benny the Butcher. What's my pin code? And that was sick. It was like, it had like an 80s analog fucking rolling synth to it.
Okay.
Try and find it and tell you what the track was called. That new Swindle Nux Gets a Car and Koji Radical
Wicked
track's
tune.
Good.
Wicked tune. The trumpet tune. Blow your trumpet or whatever.
Spineless, the track is called. Mm. Spineless. Big go. It's a remix. Benny the Butcher, 38 Spes. That was sick. On the World of Griselda.
Big Ghost Limited remix.
Yeah.
I'll check that later.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not allowed to play stuff on here, are we?
Ah, so Kendrick.
Yeah.
So Kendrick has he wrote a letter to his fans, talking about he's leaving Top Dog, innit?
Mm.
So this album that he's about to release is his last album on Top Dog. It's not going to be his last album, I don't think, but it's going to be his last album on the label.
What, has he fell out with him?
Nah, he's just moving on.
Okay.
So he's done what he wanted to do with it, and now he's moving on to do his own thing or whatever. Have you heard Baby Keem?
Mm-mm.
So that's his cousin, right? He's sick. So he's just put a tune out with Kendrick called, what's it called? It's called Family Ties. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The visuals are ridiculous. It sounds a bit like that Young Thug tune. Fireman tune, I think it's called. I can't remember. But anyway, the verse from Kendrick. He's firing shots at everyone.
Is it like is it like when he did the one with Big Sean?
The control verse.
Yeah.
Worse.
Okay.
So basically, loads of people are speculating what's actually going on. So I think Kendrick's wanted to kind of take people's heads off for quite a while.
Mm.
And I think the guys at Top Dog have been like, nah, allow it. He's left. So now he's like, I'll do what I want.
Yeah.
And some of the things that he said in that verse.
Oh, man, I'm excited. I want to play it now.
Oh, mate, I want to play it to you, man. Do you know what? Let me bring up the lyrics. Because let me find the lyrics. But it's the letter. If you type in Kendrick Lamar's letter to fans or whatever, it should come up.
That and that's the track, or the track's Family Ties?
No, the track's Family Ties, which I'm getting it, but let me find the, here you go, here's his verse. Right. This is how he opens his verse. Smoking on your top five tonight. Smoking on your top five tonight. He's like, I am the Omega. Man, I can't even read some of this stuff, bruv.
Oh, man, I want to listen to it.
So let me try and find this. Oh, mate. I can't even. You need to listen to it.
Yeah.
You need to listen to it, man.
Yeah, I do.
But Baby Keem's like, number two's DMing my bitch. That's cool. I don't ask why. But like that, I think them two are going to start taking people's heads off, man.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it because it's about time that Kendrick went for Drake's head top.
Yeah.
I don't J. Cole? Really know. And J. Cole's head
top. Is he going for J. Cole in there?
Mate, I think it's an open thing to everyone.
So like, come on, let's have it.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Oh, who fucking wants it? You want it? Come on.
That's what it seems like, man. Cause even the letter, it's like the last part of the letter, when you read it, it's like, oh, where is this it? Yeah. So he's like, I spend most of my days with fleeting thoughts, writing, listening, and collecting old beach cruisers. The morning rides keep me on a hill of silence. I go months without a phone. Love, loss, and grief have disturbed my comfort zone, but the glimmers of God speak through my music and family. While the world around me evolves, I reflect on what matters the most, the life in which my words will land next. As I produce my final TDE album, I feel joy to have been part of such a cultural imprint after 17 years. The struggles, the success, and most importantly, the brotherhood. May the Most High continue to use Top Dog as a vessel for candid creators as I continue to pursue my life's calling. There's beauty in completion and always faith in the unknown. Thank you for keeping me in your thoughts. I've prayed for you all. I'll see you soon enough.
Like fucking Kendrick, like when people like, he's a fucking savage, like,
mm.
when we to go back to masterpieces, to Pimp a Butterfly.
Well, I think all four are.
Yeah, but for me, the one that I had on repeat the most was to Pimp a Butterfly.
Okay.
Like, that was like, again, the for, like, the production, like, for an album, this for a good album, it's the journey of the album.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have a good collection, a body of tracks, and be like, yeah, the album's good. But when you're doing shit like when he was doing the little thing where, like, each more of the skit come through on each bit when he's talking about the butterfly thing, like that, and it builds, and the journey builds, and the whole thing feels like you've been on this journey, and it's like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, and it's not like you're not making a track which is 3-4 minutes long to be banged on a fucking radio or in a club.
Mm-hmm.
You're making a fucking track that can be fucking endless.
Mm.
It's almost like fucking, do you mean like the old prog rock shit where you'd be like 10-minute tracks.
Yeah,
never's going to get radio play.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that matter are going to hear it and they're going to feel it the most. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like, yeah. But like, yeah, again, like, do you mean fucking someone like Kendrick, like, he, again, is in that realm of fucking genius.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah. So who would you say, right? Because I think this year my kind of, my idea of the top five has kind of changed.
Mm.
Like, I think Kanye hasn't been in my top five for the past quite a few years.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to him since probably his second album.
Mm.
I just didn't really... I wasn't paying any attention to him. Maybe his third. Actually, after 808 and Heartbreaks, I think I stopped kind of paying attention to him. But after the creativity that I've seen from Donda so far and his rollout, I find him more interesting than J. Cole.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him at number two under Kendrick.
The J. Cole album, I think J. Cole's best album was the... is it Forest Drive?
I really liked that. I hated it when it first came out. I was like, why is he singing?
Yeah.
And now when I listen to it, I'm like, yo, that was probably his best album.
Yeah, I think that's his best album, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, again, I don't feel on his most recent one.
It was anything groundbreaking.
It wasn't anything groundbreaking. It was a good album.
It was a great album.
It's J. Cole. He's fucking sick. Like, do you mean? But, yeah, we're going into that realm of like, fucking, this is like, fucking, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, do you mean? But like Little Sims,
she's next level.
Man. That's what I'm currently listening to. I'm like four tracks in, and I listened to that after the Drake one.
Yeah,
and the fucking substance.
Yeah,
the fucking depth, like of like, do you mean like the connection?
Flip me, 19 tracks on that.
So I'm only about four in. So, like, the first one is an introvert.
Albums are getting bigger, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that the trouble with albums is, like, you kind of waste putting out an album if you no one knows who you are. Well, you not necessarily waste it, but you could put out an album and you kind of, like, lose a chance to build momentum.
Yeah.
Especially if you've gone to the work of putting out together a really good album and you've, like, spent, like, time to be, like, working on all the cuts of, like, making each track follow each other for a journey.
Yeah.
Even creating like instrumental interludes to go into it and like skits and all that shit. Like, and that shit takes time.
Mm.
And for you to be away from doing anything for fucking, well, it's going to be at least a year to an album. You could bang it out, but you're not going to be doing anything really fucking like special. Do you know what I mean? But to put like something, these groundbreaking pieces that we're talking about, taking time to put together, that wasn't just fucking flippantly done overnight. So to do that as a new artist, you're then like going to do that. And then it's like, right, let's go do another one.
Mm.
And you're away then. Like, you mean you don't like, no one gets really to know who you are. Like later on, they could stumble upon you and you could like have a treasure chest on there that they could then delve into. Mm. But from a point of like, it's the balance of what you're doing it for. Because we all want fucking recognition.
Yep.
We all want validation. But we all want to be fucking creators and do the whole creative thing as well. But like, that shit takes time. And it's hard. It's this balance of this modern culture of fucking...
consumption.
Yeah, throwing out singles. yeah, it's getting that balance right, isn't it? Because albums, like, fucking, I love albums, like, do you mean? Really good albums. Yeah, it's like, I'm a big album fan of, like, yeah. And, yeah, it's not the culture, but we've just fucking had a month of fucking big albums.
Massive albums.
Nas.
Yeah.
That's about a month now, is it?
Yeah.
That's within the last month, would you say?
I don't even know what time is anymore, mate. By the time this comes out,
I have transcended from it.
You know what I mean? Time's done.
No, this is out tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is actually out tomorrow, so we're fucking quite fresh on it. So I'm not talking about a Kanye album in about a month's time.
That's good. This has worked out quite well.
Yeah.
The Nas album was sick. The Nas album was sick.
I think... Then besides that, I think it is just literally like fucking release radar what I've been fucking on. But like, oh, Twizzy, I haven't got around to it. But Twizzy's just dropped an album, and Twizzy should be coming on
soon
next month. Yeah, I tried to get one today because we had a couple drop out today.
Yeah, I'll tell you what as well. So while we're in the UK, so Blanco has just dropped City of God, which is really good. Blanco's sick. And have you ever heard of... it's not British, but have you ever heard Navy Blue?
No.
They're good. I think it's like a rapper and a producer. Album's called Navy's Reprise. Really good album. Came out at the start of August, to be fair, but it slaps, man. What else do you want to talk about? It's flipping hot in there, man.
It is hot. Music. What else? I don't know, you stumped me. Do you know when you like sit there and like someone says, what should we talk about?
Yeah. Grah, fat nose.
Or when you're fucking off your nut and you go, what were we talking about again?
Yeah, and then you just rub your legs on that.
Yeah. Talking about that, have you heard any more about what's going on with passports? Have people being able to get into the club?
Mate, everything is really confusing at the moment because I don't know. Because I had my second one the other day and it licked me down, innit?
Did it?
Yeah. When I say it licked me down, it didn't really, not compared to like some of the horror stories that I've heard from him and fucking other people. But like, I got it and then went about my business, went and did shopping, went to work, and then I was like, yo, I'm tired. I left early, I got home, and as I got into bed, I just started shaking, sweating. So it was like all of COVID, apart from the cough, in like 4 hours. Like, so all of that pain that I had over the 2 days was just in like 4 or 5 hours in bed. I just didn't sleep for the whole night. And then the next day I was fucking knackered. And then, touch wood, so far so good. Because I ain't standing there and saying I'm fine. Because I don't know what's going on inside me.
Yeah, it's because I've not been following anything. I just wonder whether you fucking heard about the what's going on with the passport.
The passport thing. So when I spoke to the woman the other day, I said, so how do I get my passport? And she was like, you just need to download the app. I was like, I can't. I've got a Huawei. And I can't get on Google Play Store. Oh, well then you just have to get the letter or go on and sign on online. And then you can get like, you can sign in online and get the passport basically, or you can get a letter. And I'm like, how secure is a letter?
Anyone can print that.
Do you know what I mean? That's why I'm like, I don't... It feels and sounds like they're pushing ahead with it, but I don't know how they're going to do it. Because we haven't heard anything, and also, we haven't been told that we need to have it. I should have been smart, man, and just not got it, and then I wouldn't have ever had to go in the club.
I know, yeah. I know that... that care home's from
November 11th.
Yeah. So
they're the first ones, aren't
I it? Don't know whether it's gonna roll out at the same time as that. Fuck knows. I know that.
Well, they reckon this, so from what I've heard, and in my head, what would make sense from the government's point of view is to get that sorted before freshers. Mm. And the date was the end of September.
Mm.
That's what they said. So it makes sense to have that in place by then. But I don't know how they're going to get everyone to police it.
It's going to be one of them, and it's like you're kind of going on faith of the people that are running the venue, I guess.
Mm.
Do you mean what you could like? I don't know. How does it work with underage drinkers?
What do you mean?
Do you have like? Do you have what are they called?
Well, we have like a duty of care, don't we?
Yeah, but like what are they called? Were they mystery shoppers?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get there? Do you ever get them like where it's like is someone who's under like the age trying to like? Do they do that in clubs? Is that a thing?
I think they did, but I don't think it's even kind of. I don't think it's really worth their time and money because it's like most places, yeah, aren't gonna let in underage people.
Yeah,
because.
Yeah. It's not underage worth the people,
they ain't even got no money.
Yeah.
So why are you going to go out of your way to let in underage people when they ain't got no money to spend?
So Minesweeping!
Like, do you know what I mean? It's just like, yeah, it's like we just don't let people in. We ID every single person that comes through the door and we pull bare fake IDs and other people's IDs all the time. Like, do you know what I mean? So I don't really know. I don't know. But obviously, if we let in... Like, we'd get in trouble. So it has to be a thing where... Well, it has to be a thing where it has to be, like, you have to do this, otherwise.
Mm.
But I don't know how they're going to do it. And they seem to just leave everything to the last minute anyway, don't they? You know what I mean? We haven't been told that we have to have a vaccine to work in the club.
Yeah.
But if you go into a club, you have to have a vaccine passport. I don't know, bro.
It's like... You- To me, it's like they're pushing for what they can get away with.
Yeah.
I don't buy this thing where the whole thing is planned, what they've been doing. Because
it's trying to get away with as much.
It's a shit show.
Yeah.
So my take on it is like, right, what else can we fucking squeeze? How much?
Yeah.
And it's like when you look at it, right, and it's like fucking, I think it was Russell Brand said, he says, when the state are benefiting from something...
Mm.
And the corporate companies are benefiting from something. You've kind of got to be like, hang on a minute, like, do you know what I mean? Like, they're making fucking a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much lobbying power have they got? Like, especially with people like the Conservatives, like these people, the people who pay for their campaigns, the lobbying rights. Do you know what I mean? It's like fucking okay, yeah. Sell us our vaccines. Mm. Get all of your fucking whole. Get the whole PPE. World. The whole world vaccinated. If you get the whole world vaccinated, that is fucking so much money.
Yeah,
and it's a fucking half-assed vaccine.
Yeah,
because it doesn't fucking even eliminate the virus, which is fucking. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It just stops the fucking worst, the severe symptoms.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know how they're going to police it. But it's like, I know that because I hadn't heard any of it all week and we're just about to leave. We're packing up. So the kids are in the front of the car fucking around with the stereo. Car broke before we went.
Don't I?
Took it to the garage.
Goes, what, the Beamer?
The Beamer, he said.
What, the one that you took to the garage? Suspension. Like, before? Because I swear you went to pick that up when
Ford.
I got to see
that
you.
Was the Ford.
Ah, right, okay.
Oh, was it? No,
it was the Beamer.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. You took me to pick up. Yeah, so I got down there and he said, yeah, the fucking suspension. He goes, you drive that. He goes... That's ready to snap.
Right.
And he goes, what will happen is your fucking wheels will go like that and you will fucking veer into the fucking middle. He goes, I wouldn't take that to Cornwall if I were you.
Right.
And he obviously couldn't do it that day. He said, but I can book it in like when you get back or whatever. But I was like, fuck. And we had the roof box packed, everything. Mm-hmm. So we had to fucking... Anyway, we borrowed someone's car. I lent them... They had my Focus and then borrowed their S-Max, big seven-seater fucking people carrier. And Mrs. like, we can get. I was like, nope, I'm not fucking getting a people carrier. I'm not fucking getting a people carrier.
Oh, this is convenient.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So that they were in the car and they're fucking around with the radio, and it come on the news and fucking I heard or absorbed fucking anything. First thing that come on was they were talking about vaccinating 12 to 15 year olds is the next thing they're pushing for.
This is the
BBC. And I was like, oh, I was like, turn it off. Yeah, fucking right. Doing like, fucking, yeah, I don't want to hear that shit.
I stormed out of my mum's the other day because she turned around to me and told me that my little sister was getting vaccinated.
And how old is she?
16. Mm. And why? Because she wants to.
So then she come downstairs. I went, why are you getting vaccinated? Because it's just safer. I said, you're not even at risk. Everyone's at risk, Ross. I looked at her and went, you caught it 2 weeks ago. Why are you looking to get a vaccine? You got antibodies. I said, I'll tell you what, in 8 months' time from when you caught it, if you still want the vaccine, I'll pay for you to get an antibody test.
Aren't they rolling out mass antibody testing?
They should do. I haven't heard anything about it, but they should do.
Yeah, I did.
But then, that sounds dodgy to me anyway. Why are you doing that?
Give us your blood.
It's like, well, it's like
give us your DNA.
You haven't got enough antibodies. Who said? We did. Okay. Do you need the vaccine? All right, sound.
Yeah.
It's funny, man. Anyway, we shouldn't talk about it too much.
But yeah, so there's nothing on that then at the moment. Because
there's no guidance on it.
Because we were going to the reggae festival.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you since then, have I?
Yeah, I've seen, yeah.
Have I seen you since the reggae festival?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, that day we were supposed to go there. We went to someone's kid's christening instead, which was sick. They had like a,
reggae party.
Rubber was there.
Yeah.
Because I seen him because he was playing at the club that night, wasn't he? Yeah. But with that, on the day, the couple of days before that, I know people started getting a rod at their back because they... I don't know who's fucking... The whole festival thing, I don't know whether it's the council or it's them, but I know that Bath Council are a fucking nightmare to fucking work with. Like, they're just shit to work with. So I think if you go to work at Bath Council, you kind of got to fucking have everything fucking...
In place.
In place.
Yeah, you do.
Because they're like...
They're a pain in the ass, bro.
So like with that, and it's like then... I know that 2 days before they hadn't even had the license. And no. They went for a meeting. Then all of a sudden they put a thing up saying you need a lateral flow test, a PCR test, or I have had it in the last. And I was like, well, okay, that's like fucking. And then I was like, well, how do I do the lateral flow test? I was like, do I just rock up with like a lateral flow negative? And then
no,
you got to do it on the app. I was like, I fucking got the app. Don't want the app. Do you know what I mean? But it's like.
Yeah, you can do it. You could do it online. Actually, I'm not going to say what I was going to say then either. But you can do it on text. You can get a text
right
from the NHS basically, and then it's there. But we haven't been doing that. We haven't done any of that.
I think because I think it makes me question Bath Council. Is like, did they not want the vent to go on?
I think it's more from what I've been told, because I know a few people that were doing security on the event. I think it's more down to poor organisation than anything else. Because I don't think they would have got certain things in place without it being okayed by Bath Council. I just think they were just...
Because I did hear there was issues with toilets. Right. They only had one food vendor. And Bath Council were like...
You've only got one
food vendor. You're going to have like mass people queuing in one spot. Like, do you mean? And all these kind of things that, weren't thought out well.
No.
But then like at the best of times, Bath Council, we all fucking know that they're like, do you mean? They're just...
Pagans.
Cunts. That's right, you. Done? I don't know. I need to piss.
We also need to really start doing timestamps and stuff and timing things.
Yeah.
Instead of me going through 19 episodes.
Mind you, I have got some of the clips from the previous ones because next week, ladies and gentlemen, there is going to be a Best Bits episode.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to piss. What time is it then?
I don't know.
I don't even record it.
We could just...
Knock it on the head.
Yeah.
I need a piss, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to just go outside. It's like a fucking oven in there.
Yeah, it's hot.
Asbestos roof.
Asbestos roof, keeping that heat in. Anyway, you don't care about that. No. Anyway, like and subscribe. Smash that fucking bell button.
We didn't say anything about good things that happened to us or...
I've been on holiday and I feel really refreshed and inspired. Kanye's album has massively inspired me, so that's one good thing.
That was all free.
Boom. I am inspired and I'm fucking, because I haven't been putting any music out, like I've been making music. But I hate doing the whole thing. It's like, hey everyone, been quiet on Instagram recently, like I don't want to do that whole like fucking, but I've been busy, I've been doing stuff in the background. It's like, no one gives a shit.
No.
Show us the music or shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show you the music
at some point.
What about you?
What?
Three good things.
Man's happy. It's sunny outside.
And even hotter in it.
And on Tuesday, it's going to be like 28 degrees. A man's going beach.
No, oh, yeah, I'm off all week this week.
What are you doing?
Tuesday, I'm going to Farley River in the evening after school. Got to pick Carver up at school from like...
What, Farley like, Hungerford Swimming Club?
Yeah, going there.
Who are you going with?
Mrs. and kids. Lena is going with her kids, yeah. Just whoever wants to go.
I might come.
Yeah, come along, man. I'm going for a piss. Safe,
all right,
people.
Safe. Bless up.